Hello, I'm Deborah Pepler, a distinguished research professor of psychology at York University and a scientist at the Hospital for Sick Children. This is Research for Teachers, number 6, Prevent Bullying by Promoting Healthy Relationships. Teachers are critical in socializing children and shaping their relationships through moment-to-moment interactions with them. Through 20 years of research, we've come to understand bullying as a relationship problem, in which one individual uses power and aggression to control and distress another. Our work in the Promoting Relationships and Eliminating Violence Network, or PREVNET, is based on this research. You can visit our website, www.prevnet.ca, for many resources for teachers, parents, and students. If bullying is a relationship problem, then it requires relationship solutions. Family, peer, and school relationships affect all aspects of children's development, their intellectual, social, emotional, physical, behavioral, and moral development. When relationships are positive, children develop positive social skills, understanding, and confidence. When these relationships are destructive, as in bullying, children's social-emotional development is compromised. In other words, children's healthy development depends on healthy relationships. We can expect that children who've developed unhealthy relationship patterns, such as bullying, have experienced relationships that may have failed to support them in developing the essential skills, understanding, and behaviors for positive relationships. Some children who bully lack emotional and behavioral regulation and are generally aggressive. Others, however, are quite socially skilled and popular, but these students have learned that bullying is a way to gain status in the peer group. Both types of children need to learn how and why to relate to others pro-socially rather than aggressively. In other words, we should think about bullying primarily as an educational challenge rather than as a matter of crime and punishment. What are the relationship solutions that teachers can use for students who bully? First, establish consequences that teach them how others feel when they're bullied and how to act differently the next time. We call these educational or formative consequences. Students can be engaged in discussing together ways to reduce negative behavior. Second, provide children who bully with opportunities to experience positive leadership in which they're helping others so they recognize the value and reinforcement that comes from helping, not hurting. Third, strengthen their strategies to resist peer pressure. Youth who bully are the most susceptible to pressure from their peers to engage in a whole range of deviant behaviors. And four, help them find their moral compass. Research shows that youth who bully are often morally disengaged, and they don't care or recognize the harm they do to others. What are the relationships that teachers can use for students who are victimized? First, make sure that these students know they can and should report when they're bullied to adults, and that these adults will take steps to protect them. Second, protect these students from further peer abuse by carefully structuring their classroom groups and activities. Third, provide opportunities for positive peer relationships by setting these students up with pro-social peers for group assignments, sports, and lunch or recess times. Four, support these students in developing social skills and assertiveness if they struggle in these areas. And five, help them find their own strengths and domains of competence so they can be recognized by their peers and by adults at home and school. Everyone involved in children's lives plays an important role in promoting healthy development. We believe that four strategies are essential to prevent bullying problems. First, It requires self-awareness on the part of adults involved in the lives of children. This is essential so that we as adults are modeling and interacting in ways that promote children's healthy behaviors and relationships. Children must know that we'll take active measures to prevent or respond to bullying, but equally, we cannot bully children into stopping their own bullying. Similarly, we must be mindful of our own relationship style with other adults to ensure there's no element of bullying. The second strategy is scaffolding or coaching. Children need constant coaching and support from adults in order to learn the skills they need in a socially complex world, just as they need coaching and support to learn how to read and use numbers. Explicit teaching of different social skills may be needed to help students change their behavior, and it's important to remember that learning how to get along with others is much more complex than learning to read or do math. The third strategy is social architecture. Adults need to play an active role in organizing children's groupings so that they promote positive interactions, especially for the children who are isolated, and they discourage negative interactions among those children who seem to get together and get into trouble whenever they are. The fourth strategy is systems change. And this refers to the fact that children do not change unless the environments in which they're growing up change. So it's necessary, in order to sustain improvements in the quality of relationships within all the places where children live, learn, and play. Preventing and addressing bullying problems is up to all of us. When we address this challenge in our moment-to-moment interactions and programming, we can help to create safe, secure, and equitable schools, families, and communities that all actively foster healthy relationships and eliminate violence.